Neisner Vineyard. Hello, family. Hello, friends. What a blessing to see you for devotions. This week, I'm speaking about setting myself up for success. And today, I want to give you this key, doing God's pleasure, how God's pleasure leads you to success. The scripture is Psalm 103 and verse 21 to 22. It says, "Bless you the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." So in this scripture, David just writes and he says, "Bless the Lord." And that's why I've got my Siya Bonga Jesu t-shirt on today. It just says, "Thank you, Jesus." That means we bless the Lord. We thank him for what he's done in our lives. In the scripture, it says, "Bless the Lord, all you his hosts." If you have a big venue or a restaurant, you will hire a host to bring people in and they'll be friendly, inviting, and people of pleasure that will make people feel like they want to come in. Or is your life a life of God's pleasure where people feel like the warmth of what you shine out makes them want to come into the kingdom? Are you a good host for the kingdom of God? You see, it says we are hosts, it says we are ministers, and it says that we do his pleasure. You see, God is not a somber God. God is a God with a smile on his face. He's got fire in his eyes. He's got warmth in his heart. He invites the Spirit of God, says, "Come," and we are hosts because we do God's good pleasure. My dad always said to me, "I wait until I get that lekker gevoel." That means I wait until I get that feeling of pleasure before I make a decision on what I'm going to do with God. And you see, God sets you up through his pleasure. He doesn't set you up through worry. He doesn't set you up through concern. He doesn't set you up through stress or fear. He sets you up by discerning the pleasure of his will. And that takes the kingdom of God and brings you to a place of dominion. It says here later on in the scripture that bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord. God's pleasure in your heart leads you to a place where you do the works of God and where you create places of his dominion. That means your sphere of influence will become full of God's dominion. His reign will be put in place there where you have influence because you are following the good pleasure of God. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.